Alright, we'll say good morning. Let's be your PR. We are picking up, we're going to finish this section today. We're picking up on Ayin Resh Hey, the second paragraph down. Chashuv Ma'od Shiyakdish Ha'adam Ba'ofen Kavua Perek Zman Me'ez Bodidos Lavakish Alamula. So we'll say, remember again, we've been speaking about the need for Zbodidos, the need to go ahead and take some time each and every day to be able to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to engage in this dialogical connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to discuss a number of things, to discuss ultimately again what I need in life, to be able to discuss ultimately again, thank you so much, my connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to speak about again the things that are happening and to try to figure out how I could glean a deeper message from those events. So we'll say furthermore again, the Mechaber writes that I should daven to Ribbono Shel Olam for assistance and help with my Amuna. And he gives a sample tefillah, which is really quite beautiful. Ana Hashem, tein li Amuna Shalema. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me complete Amuna. Sha'amin be'amuna Shalema, she'in shum ra ba'olam, v'chi akol be'adayim shechar. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me proper Amuna. Give me the emunah to believe that there is nothing bad in this world, which that means Rabbi says that the things that occur to me are not ra. Everything is from you. Everything is in your hands. Vakola tova. And therefore, by definition, everything is for good. Tein li emunah sha'ata oev osi kimo shani. Give me the faith to believe that you love me as I am. V'yesh lecha nachas ruach mimeni. And give me the emunah to believe that you have nachas from me. So, Rosham, give me the emunah to believe that there is no one else besides you. Sheperusha she'in v'nei adam ba'olam v'chol mi she'nid mali she'misnakeli eino ela makel sha'ata ochez b'yadcha k'negdi b'shul o'ra osi u'liskari ve'elecha. Rosham, give me the emunah to believe that ultimately, again, everything that occurs to me, even if it is through another person, is really only through you. That anything that someone else does for me, that person is but the makel. That person is but the staff in your hand to carry out your will that you want from me. Tein li emuna shelo ishti asali. But if something happens in my marriage and my wife wrongs me, give me the emuna to believe that it really wasn't really my wife. Velo chamosi, it wasn't my mother-in-law. Velo abos sheli, it wasn't my boss. Give me the strength to see your hand in all of my interpersonal interactions. Give me the strength to understand, to believe that at the end of the day, Ribbono Shel Olam, it is you who ultimately guides this world, even with the interpersonal things. Ultimately, Yenabo is saying, give me the emunah to believe that even in my interpersonal interactions, you are communicating to me. You are the one ultimately, again, who goes ahead and is explaining to me or is giving me these messages through these various different types of interactions. Tein li emunah shleima, shein ritzoncha she'erdof esatzmi. Give me the complete emunah that you do not want me to what? That you don't want me to beat myself up. V'lo sha'ashim esatzmi, ki'ein ani, me'achar she'in ol milvadcha izbarach. V'lo sha'ashim, give me the emunah to believe that even when I do things wrong, you don't want me to beat myself up over the mistakes that I've made, but rather, again, even the mistakes that I've made are somehow a manifestation of your will, and you want me to learn from them, to grow from them, but not to beat myself up over them. Tein li lahamin she'adi tefila eshlatakin hakol v'latzeis mikol mida ra mikol taiva. Give me the belief, Ribbono Shel Olam, to believe that through tefila I can go ahead and change myself and change my world. V'sein li emuna she'kol chisorin she'yesh li hu ach v'rak mipnei she'chasu li tefila alza v'tein li raton ispala harbe u'laharich b'tefila akol chisorin v'chisorin she'yesh li b'gashmius v'ruchnius. The list goes lekol tov beruchnius ubigashvius. You also give me the emunah to believe that my prayer can affect change, that my prayer has the ability to move worlds, that my tefillah has the ability to affect change both in my ruchni life as well as in my gashmi life. Last paragraph, ayin reishay tein li emunah shakol biadayim shelcha Hashem isvach. Rabbi Shalom, give me the emunah to believe that all is in your hands. The eight say. Mikal hakochi va'otzem yadi. V'shakol hishtadlusi tiye b'tfila. V'sha'amin b'emuna shalima. Shakol hachasron sheyeshli. Kula mechisron b'tfila. V'eska laharbos b'tfila kol chisron sheyesh. So we'll say, it's actually a very dramatic idea. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shehakol nehyeh b'dvaro. So what the Mechaber is saying over here is that during that time of his bodidus, each and every day, a person should take time to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for emunah. And I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for emunah really in three distinct areas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, give me the emunah to believe that even when negative things happen to me through other people, those events are an expression of your will. We spend a lot of time speaking about this. Those events, Baruch Hashem, come from you as well. And you are trying to teach me something, tell me something, convey to me something. Give me the emunah not to lose myself in the anger or animosity or hurt towards the other, but give me the ability ultimately to learn the lesson you're trying to convey to me. Number one. Number two, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the emunah to believe in myself, that when I make mistakes, I should recognize that there's a message that you're trying to convey to me in those mistakes as well. And do not allow me to lose myself in the anger at myself, at the animosity at myself, or at the pity that I may have for myself. And number three, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the emunah to believe in my koach hatfilah, that I can affect change in myself and in my world simply through my tefillos. Give me the emunah to believe that my tefillos make a difference, and that I'm not simply going through the motion of just uttering the words or fulfilling halachic obligations, but that my tefillos are truly impactful. Next page, Reshayin Vav. Shamati, well, it is actually quite beautiful. With this, we'll close out this section today. Shamati mirabi umori, harav levi yitzchak ben, there's that sound. Shacharei Me'eves Mishon, listen to this. So the Mechaber now quotes his Rebbe. And his Rebbe said, that after 120 years, Kishiyala Adol Mishon, when a person ascends to Shamayim, V'yamo lifnei Bezin Shalmala. So we'll say what happens after 120. The first order of business is, I have judgment. We are judged, Rabosai. We are judged as much as sometimes society tells us not to be judgmental. The Ribbono Shel Olam is very judgmental. Right? There's a judgment, and what is that judgment? So we'll say, when I go to the Beis Shalmala opens up my Sefer, the book of my life. So it's actually a very overwhelming sight. After 120, I go up to Beis Shalmala, and there's judgment. What's judgment based on? They pull my records. So what are my records? There's a Sefer HaChaim. There's a book of my life. And each and every day, every page is one day of my life. And what's on that page? Every single thing I said, everything I did, and ultimately, again, everything I thought, which is quite dramatic. So all of my deeds, all of my words, all of my actions, all of my thoughts are on one page of that Sefer HaChaim. U'bechol daf she'imatzei kasuv she'asah shas bodidus. Listen to this. Now again, I don't know where his Rebbe is getting this from, but nevertheless, it's dramatically amazing. And on any day where on my record it says that I took the time for this bodidus, I took the time to be alone with myself, to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about my life, to think about myself. Any day in which there was hispodidus, yavru ledaf habo, beli lishpot oso aklum. Every single day Rabbi said that there is hispodidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam turns the page to the next page. Which means, any day where there is hispodidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam turns the page on the actions. Obviously, it doesn't ignore the good stuff. When it says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns the page, we'll say, what does that mean? That he turns the page on all of the shortcomings, faults, misdeeds of that day. Turns the page to the next page. I'm sorry? Oh, correct. But he lishpot osa aklum, without having to be judged for anything negative on that day. We'll say on a day where there is no hispodidus, Yishbutu also akol machshava. I am judged for every thought, dibor umayse, everything I was saying, every single thing I said, every action I did. Im haya karoy olo, bu yitin es adin akol prat. So what's the idea over here? So the Seid is saying that the idea is that he supposed this is shuvah, but the truth is it's more than shuvah. The tachlis, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this road, Rabbi Osei, is to enable us ultimately again to be able to grow. And the mechanism for growth is Hisbodidus. Because I will say what Hisbodidus does is Hisbodidus allows me to take a step back, look at my life, look at how I'm living, look at the things that have occurred to me, the actions that have occurred to me, and allows me to ask myself, what do I learn from these things? How can I grow from my interpersonal interactions? How can I grow from my own deeds? How can I grow from all that is occurring to me? See, I will say, that's what life is all about. That's what life is all about. And therefore, the Mechaber says over here, in Pasuk, and this is absolutely incredible, he says, therefore, any given day where there is this bodidus, any given day where there is this introspection, there is this connection, there is this dialogical connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is this contemplation about my interpersonal life, about my personal life, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. You did this on this particular day. Fantastic. That is all that is necessary. And once that is accomplished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm happy with the day as you have lived it, and I'm happy now to turn the page onto the next. And the Mechaber goes on, we'll say the rest of this just outside because it's already a little bit late. But the Mechaber says, this is why you understand why there is, he says, V'zu aziba kashakasha kol kach lasos esbodidus. We'll say, why is it so ridiculously difficult to carve out the time for Hisbodidus? We'll say, how much time do I have to devote to Hisbodidus? How much time? Whatever you want. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 37 minutes. It's whatever you want. So why is it so difficult? Because we'll say, we know that the way the world works is that which is most Kaddish and most significant, Rav Osei, has the greatest amount of spiritual opposition to it as well. So therefore, if at the end of the day, these few minutes of Hisbodidus is what could literally, again, make or break my day, therefore, by definition, there's going to be the greatest amount of opposition from the Yitzhar towards accomplishing it. Rav Osei, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with the Derech HaTshuva tomorrow. Shkoyach.